This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you, Lucius. GBAC Nation 105.3 The Fan. Thanks again to Patrick Corbin for joining us here on The Fan. Okay, it's time now for a sports hodgepodge. Here's the Chief.
I have slid into each of your DMs on the Twitter. I would like for you to see the newest sport that is taking the internet by storm. We've seen this happen a little bit. Pickleball has been one of those that has taken over the world. The slap fighting stuff. This is sort of the football equivalent to slap fighting. It's called Run It Straight. And this is a padless Oklahoma drill where you have a painted line that is straight from the runner to the tackler. They're like 10, 15 yards apart, and they just sprint at each other. And the videos that I've seen are some of the most violent.
I've seen
that's
this.
What the Islanders do.
Yeah,
that's their bag right there, bro.
So this is commonplace in some portions of the world.
Brutal videos too.
Yeah,
two men just coming together.
I thought I saw a guy literally die in one of these videos.
Crazy stuff.
This Run is how the true alpha is determined.
This is like, it seems like a rugby. These rugby guys are sort of built for this.
Seems like a Wooly Bully Jane Slater type of thing, actually.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
And just give it a beach and a volleyball net.
Walchuk was seeing stars after that.
Yeah.
But this right here, Run It Straight. Oh my gosh, I don't understand. And it's like regulated. This is like a sport. This isn't just like dudes in the backyard. This is they have
the one I saw. The guy going from right to left got hit so hard he wasn't moving.
I know. I think that's the one that where I'm like, did this? Because the video ends up ending, and I'm like, did his life also? Yeah. It was like, was that the it?
The guy going left to right hit him so hard, and when he fell, he just wasn't even moving.
These are brutal, man.
My right front tooth is knocked back about 10 degrees compared to the left one, and it's still like loose. I'm surprised it didn't die.
From a collision like this?
Because when I was 17 years old, we were playing tackle football with no pads.
Yeah.
And it's just like your nose can break. Your teeth can get knocked out. You can get a concussion. You can get broken ribs. You could have a lung collapse. Like, what are we doing, guys?
Dinner!
these are like grown. I mean, now these mostly look like college age.
As a kid, you don't think about that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I remember getting tackled in the street. Like, got knocked out of bounds and like shoulder into the pavement. You know,
you got like road rash. You're popped up. Second down.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's insane. I don't understand these people. I mean, I have a buddy that plays just for the fun of it. Like he plays rugby. He's in like one of these rec league, like beer league rugby. And I mean, it is insane.
Brutal hits. Yeah.
I don't understand why he's 31 years old making that life decision.
I mean, at least with rugby, there's going to be a lot of arm tackles. There's going to be a lot of me pitching the ball before you get to me. Like, we're trying to avoid the head-on collision. This is just lining up. This is just like the worst moment of a rugby game again and again and again.
Do you like the idea of this being the slap boxing of football, where it's just
I love it. I want to watch. These people are maniacs, though.
They are total maniacs. These are the type of dudes that everything goes back to the gorilla these days. These are the type of like brains that you need in terms of the 100 psychopaths.
Nobody should be able to do this sober, right? This is a 12-beer minimum for me in my lifetime.
Yes, and nobody should be doing this over the age of probably 18. I can't imagine an adult making this decision, and it's happening right now all over our country. Run It Straight is the most insane sport I've ever seen.
Any older, you'd risk permanent injuries from some of these.
Did you guys see? We didn't mention this yesterday, but Mike Tirico had to punt on the Kentucky Derby broadcast.
He got sick. Right?
He got sick.
Yeah,
and apparently he said he ate something that had a nut in it, and he's got a nut allergy. Mm-hmm. So his throat and his nose and all that stuff clogged up on him. His breathing was affected in a huge way. He says he feels fine now. He was on the Today Show this morning. But apparently it was, I mean, how at this point are you just unaware? I don't think he was surprised that he had a nut allergy.
Well, that's,
right?
No.
You don't develop that super late.
A hot meal.
He knew that. Yeah, somebody offered some food there at Churchill Downs, and he just couldn't turn it away, and he did. It's like me, like tricking Dawson, with cream cheese. I'll make something with cream cheese. I know Dawson hates it, but I'll put it in there, and he didn't. And I don't say anything, and he's fine.
Yeah, that's true. But it's also not going to clog up his throat.
When I do a crawfish boil, I usually ask people if they're allergic to anything, like any of the seasonings or things like that, because I'll tell people what I put in it. But like, there's things like I've done it with like Dawson before. He's never said anything. So.
Can't believe you're putting cream cheese in your crawfish, though. That's pretty proprietary.
There's some things that I put in, like some of these Italian dishes and stuff like that, that you just kind of go like, oh, okay, we're good.
Hey,
it's onions. I put onions in stuff. He didn't say anything about the onions.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I have a little nugget.
Even though I know he hates onions.
Little football nugget here in the hodgepodge.
What's
now
that?
He's not going to eat anything.
At least he's not allergic to any of these things.
No, I know that. If he was like allergic to onions, I wouldn't put it in there. Like we did one time, like here is the story of Dawson here. We do po' boys, strip po' boys.
Absolutely.
Dawson hates it dressed, but the best way to eat it is dressed. With all the lettuce and tomato and all that and the mayonnaise and all that stuff, that's part of it. So I just get him a shrimp basket.
There you go.
So he didn't have to get all that.
You go with the pivot. It's
yeah,
wisdom.
Pivot. Yeah.
Jalen Milroe, Seahawks rookie quarterback. He's going the Jaden Daniels route. We might have Jaden Daniels 2.0.
VR.
What?
He's going VR.
Oh man.
This could happen for him. Jalen Milroe.
Okay, I don't know if this is fixable though.
Okay, now here's the deal. That's obviously not going to fix his accuracy. There's other components to his game that has to be refined.
A lot of it, yeah.
But I every single quarterback Like, we shouldn't just be talking about Jalen Milroe with this thing. Every one of these quarterbacks should be doing the Jaden Daniels virtual.
The Cowboys had a $250,000.
No, but that was like a decade ago.
I'm just telling you, though, they tried to get Dak to do it, and I think
they should have better headsets now, though.
Well, okay, yeah.
That early Oculus stuff, that kind of gave me a headache, too. If I was Dak, I'd be like, what am I even doing here?
Every day at practice, they were behind filming every play, you know, the little thing. And so, yeah, they had the opportunity. I think he went in there one time.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Made me feel like I was getting fisheye or something.
Yeah, I can imagine whatever it was they were using a decade ago has nothing on the new age VR stuff. Jaden Daniels, it's completely changed his career arc. So yeah. J.J. McCarthy of the Vikings has been doing it throughout his injury and his rehab process. So we'll see how it benefits him. But Jalen Milroe's doing it now. And again, I think that should be mandated for all these guys. Okay, beer sales over the last year in the U.S., I have the top five. It's time to play a game. What beer is in the top five? Lucius, you can chime in on this.
Lucius is going to get this one right off the jump.
In terms of total sales over the last year in the United States, who is the king beer in America?
Got it, Lucius?
Who makes Coors Light? Anheuser-Busch?
Miller Coors? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, them.
Coors is number four on the list at $3.13 billion in sales.
Who makes Modelo?
Modelo, I don't know, but that's what we're doing this by.
I know.
Like, Modelo is number one.
No, I'm answering I'm playing like the Jeopardy thing.
Okay. Gotcha. Modelo, I think now 2 years running.
Yeah, Modelo.
I
thought Lucius was going to throw it because of the boxing tie.
Over $5 billion in sales for Modelo.
Yeah.
That's your number one beer going right now.
Yeah.
Corona in the top five?
Corona is number five.
Is Budweiser in there?
Number two.
The heavy.
Budweiser's still getting it done. And then there's that light beer that all the ladies like to drink. No. This is not the Miller Lite. This is
the Ultra?
The Michelob.
Wow.
Michelob's number three.
College kids in Texas do too.
Yeah.
They drink the Michelob.
The Michelob seems to be the hot ticket right now.
At the crawfish boil, that was very prevalent.
Lucius, did you soak in any more of the Met Gala yesterday when you got home, or was there anything else?
I just watched the red carpet situations. People talk about outfits, and that was about it. I was looking for Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I was Cam, I'd be pretty upset about that, man.
Lucius.
They took his whole swag and everything and made a whole party. Like, we had a party in your honor and did not invite you. And I was looking for Farnsworth J. Bentley, too. Out there.
So he's inspired this new look, and
well,
they didn't even invite
there,
him?
Everybody there
well,
had
he didn't
his
inspire,
look.
But he's definitely been rocking it for a long time.
Yeah.
And then now they have a party with you've been rocking this since football camps. You out there with football camps with them goofy-ass hats on with feathers in them trying to coach kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now they're throwing a party in your likeness, and you're not invited? That's crazy, bro.
Especially in the NIL era that we're living in right now.
I hope I don't put you on the spot. Somebody showed up with a piano on his back.
Oh, yeah, that was Andre 3000.
Andre 3000.
That goes back to your question, Broadus.
Yeah.
Which son will be?
Oh, which son will be?
The most talented of the Erica Badu babies.
Oh, it's got to be that one,
Andre
right?
3K.
I'm glad he showed up, though. You know what I mean? Because he's always been dressing like that, too, like a dandy.
Yeah.
Dude, you mentioned Jeff Goldblum.
Boy, he had that S on, bro. He had that S on.
He had a diamond watch.
They're all wearing watches that are over $1 million and $2-3 million.
Okay, this was the most expensive one that I was reading about. I saw a handful, half a mils, whatever.
Yeah.
This dude had, like, Saquon had a pretty impressive watch.
They got on Saquon because he was dressed like he was going to the Oscars. He had on a black tux.
Yeah, he didn't get too wild with it.
No,
this is usually an opportunity to do something.
Diana
weird.
Ross went with a like it looked like a baseball, like a tarp. It was like the tail on her dress was like it took up
whole, like three or four people walking with it.
Yeah, walking with it was. Crazy.
I bet Saquon's Taylor was like, "Oh my God, what?"
Yeah,
Stephon Diggs was doing his thing. He went buck wild with it. But Goldblum's was a $750K watch.
I thought there was $1 million watch.
Diamonds.
Yeah, I thought there were a couple watches that were big.
I didn't even know they made watches that could possibly cost that much. Well, seven figure watches.
Bubba Watson that played, you know, the Masters left hand
golf guy.
He plays golf in a watch that's $540,000.
Coolest thing I ever seen him have. He had a hovercraft golf cart.
Yeah.
So if there was a water hazard, he could just keep driving right over.
Oh, that is legendary.
Pretty pimp daddy there. I guess you probably have to bust that out at a private course.
Yeah, it's a private course.
Yeah, Tom Brady gave his son a $3 million watch, remember, the Jacob Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$3
million.
$3
million.
Gotta buy the kids love. Okay, top stories at 3 coming up next. Stars and Jets, the latest news going into game one and what we know about the why the Rangers made that switch with their hitting coach. It's coming up next year. G-Back Nation, the fam.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.